This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As the world surpasses 961,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. This as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. The government's chief medical advisor said Monday if the spread of COVID-19 in Britain continues on its current trajectory, direct deaths from the virus will continue to rise, potentially exponentially, meaning, he said, quote, doubling and doubling and doubling again, and you can quickly move from really quite small numbers to really very large numbers. Prime Minister Johnson is due to speak Tuesday. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Monday lifted all coronavirus restrictions across the country except in second wave hotspot Auckland as the number of new infections slowed to a trickle. Some restrictions were also eased in Auckland to allow gatherings of up to 100 people, but the country's biggest city needed more time before all curbs could be lifted, Ardern said. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million people, appeared to have halted community transmission of COVID-19 earlier this year, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. ByteDance and Oracle Corporation issued conflicting statements Monday over the terms of a deal they agreed with the White House over the weekend, casting doubt over President Donald Trump's preliminary blessing of the agreement. China's ByteDance was racing to avoid a crackdown on TikTok after the U.S. Commerce Department said Friday it would block new downloads and updates the app come Sunday. This is VOA News. European stock markets nosedived Monday as investors fretted over mounting fears of a second coronavirus wave and tighter government restrictions to combat the killer disease, notably in Spain. London's benchmark FTSE 100 index tumbled 3.3% in late morning deals. In the midday Eurozone trading, the Frankfurt and Paris indices each shed 3%. Madrid reversed 3.5% and Milan dropped 3.3%. Pressure is mounting on United States senators to support or oppose a quick vote to fill Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Standing together last night at a Brooklyn memorial to Ginsburg, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez vowed to fight Republicans.
She said, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed.
We need to make sure that this vacancy is protected."
It takes four Republicans to break ranks to keep President Trump's nominee off the court.
Two have already said it. We need two more.
That audio courtesy of WNYW. Julie Walker, New York.
Russia sees minimal chances of extending the New START treaty with the United States, the last major nuclear arms pact between the two countries, because it does not accept conditions set out by Washington, Russia's deputy foreign minister was quoted as saying Monday. His comments come after the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Arms Control told a Russian newspaper Moscow must accept a joint agreement with the United States on extending the treaty before the U.S. presidential election in November. Film agencies in Israel and the United Arab Emirates have announced an agreement to collaborate on television production, the latest development to follow a U.S. brokered deal between the countries to normalize relations, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Abu Dhabi Film Commission says it has reached an understanding with the Israeli Film Fund and a Jerusalem film school, seeking to strengthen commercial ties for television co-production and joint film festivals. The film agencies are hailing the agreement as a way to deepen cultural understanding between the countries. The deals reflect a changing Middle East in which shared concerns about archenemy Iran have overtaken traditional Arab support for the Palestinians, who fiercely oppose normalization amid their efforts to have their own independent state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Succession has taken its turn at the top. The HBO program won Best Television Drama Series at the Emmy Awards Sunday night for its second season. Most of the night's winners accepted their awards from a remote location because of COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.